Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5:30 in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 19th of August. Today is one of those dangerous days when there's a general absence of economic data. This allows for speculation and random political comments to dominate financial markets, and neither of those things are necessarily helpful. Markets are left with little more than anticipation for what lies ahead, and that anticipation takes place without any new information of any worth. It is a particularly dangerous position in the social media world of hashtag and soundbite economics. We have already seen how easily fake news stories can take hold. We do have a lone US Federal Reserve speaker, the Vice Chair, Bowman. Bowman is apparently one of the candidates being considered as a replacement for Fed Chair Powell next year. Bowman, of course, has voted in favour of rate cuts. It would be very cynical to suggest that this was a vote in favour of their appointment as Fed Chair, or that there was any idea that such a move was a ploy to attract the attention of US President Trump. It is perfectly possible to make a case for US rate cuts at the moment. Whether it is possible for a member of the Federal Reserve to make that case without being seen as a political stooge is a very different question. Anticipation of near-term Fed policy and resistance to the politicization of policymaking is likely. We have the Jackson Hole Symposium later this week, a summer camp for central bankers, in effect. This has traditionally been an opportunity for a more intelligent discussion of policy challenges than is normally allowed in a world of soundbite economics, although in recent years that higher level overview has perhaps lessened. Whether that is still possible to have at a time when policy independence and indeed economic data independence are being challenged is not clear. We'll also get the minutes of the last Federal Reserve meeting later this week, fueling policy discussion. Otherwise, markets can continue to speculate on the distribution of the damage of trade taxes, inflation and disinflation forces, and geopolitical uncertainty. All of these are serious issues, but that does not mean that the discussion in financial markets is taking place at a particularly serious level. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.